I was thinking we could just focus on our saint today. John Paul II had so much to offer us. And he started off his pontificate, and this was the breviary this morning, telling the world, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ. Open wide the doors of culture, the doors of economics, the doors of politics. Open them to Christ, the Redeemer of man. You have nothing to fear from him. And into that, the face of that gentle, loving, but convinced invitation comes the secular society of our day saying, we do not want this man as our king. We do not want Jesus as our king. You hear a lot in our nation today of separation of church and state, which as we were, I think there was a priest in Metairie who reminded us, the separation of church and state, the idea that there would be no official state religion, just imply that there'd be no formal religion imposed on everybody. It didn't mean the church couldn't say anything about politics. That's not what the separation of church and state was ever about. But there is a misunderstanding in the sense of like, oh my gosh, religion, all that does is bring division. So let's take God out of our schools, let's take Jesus out of our schools, let's take religion out of our society, and that'll make us more united. How's that working for us? Is it working? Looks like it's failing. And not only that, but we've thrown away the key as if to say, well, since you can't go to God or religion, now what are you going to do to get out of this source and situation of tremendous division? Ethnic division, political division, moral division, what's right, what's wrong? Truth division, what's true, what's false? I'll just share with you some quotes from Pope John Paul. 2003, shortly after 9/11, a couple years later, it is important that while respecting a healthy sense of the state's secular nature, meaning it's of this age, it's of this world, not supposed to be spiritual or heavenly, secular nature, the positive role of believers in public life should be recognized. The church has something to offer to public life and to politics. Christians, Catholics have something to say with their teaching and their awareness of life, of meaning, of happiness, should be recognized. That this corresponds, among other things, to the demands of a healthy pluralism, the idea of that religion, that culture, this political ideology, a healthy pluralism, and contributes to the building up of authentic democracy. Not democracy that subtly becomes more and more a tyranny of certain ideologies who are allowed to speak louder and impose their ways upon the rest of the democratic society. Authentic democracy. When states are disciplined and balanced in the expression of their secular nature, dialogue between the different social sectors is fostered. Dialogue. Communication, talking out our issues. And consequently, transparent and frequent cooperation between civil and religious society is promoted, which benefits the common good. Just as damage is done to society when religion is relegated to the private sphere, so too are social and civil institutions impoverished when legislation, in violation of religious freedom, promotes religious indifference, relativism, and religious syncretism, emerging together of all religions as if they're not, there's no difference. Perhaps even justifying them by means of a mistaken understanding of tolerance. That's kind of the society we're in today. Decades of a mistaken understanding of tolerance. And no sense of direction. On the contrary, benefit accrues to all citizens when there is appreciation of the religious traditions in which every people is rooted and with which populations generally identify themselves in a particular way. Don't throw those religious traditions out. They give great meaning. They remind us of our roots. The proper promotion of religion satisfies the aspirations of individuals and groups, transcending them getting beyond themselves, and bringing them to a more perfect fulfillment. The respect of every expression of religious freedom is therefore seen to be a most effective means of guaranteeing security, not threatening security or stability. It guarantees security and stability within the family of peoples and nations in the 21st century. We simply ask the Holy Spirit through the intercession of John Paul II to enlighten our minds in 2020, to realize who we are, where we come from, to the deepest values of the heart of man, which are not to be thrown out just because the word religion is now a bad word. An organized religion is something feared as a source of division, as if there were no other sources of division today in the human heart. We ask to be brought together as one people, one nation under God. We ask for our Blessed Mother to help us as she was so close to John Paul II, as he went against impossible odds. In so many catch-22 situations, he brought about unity, light, truth. May we do the same in our day and age. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph,
pray for us.